I mean,
I never understood how the whole like hyper jump thing worked too. I thought they just like in the lore of
Oh,
Star Wars, I
yeah.
thought they were just like going to hyper jump and then they just like push the button, zoom off or whatever. I didn't until
They
they
knew.
until I re just rewatched this movie and they're
Yeah,
like,
they
we can't
knew.
just go straight into it. We have to like plot the course or else we're just gonna run
Yeah.
into a star or something
Because
like that.
if you
Yeah,
think
that's
about it,
so.
how are you, if you just like, okay, let's go, you do it, you're gonna shoot straight into something.
Yeah.
Oh, that
Like,
was such
that's
a.
why if you
That's
keep
what
doing
I
that,
never
it's just kind of.
understood. Yeah, I
That.
never
Yeah.
understood. I
No,
was like,
no,
dude,
no,
there's like
no, no. Wait, wait,
asteroids
wait.
everywhere.
No. It makes sense because he explained it to Luke why they don't just immediately just zip into hyperspace. He was like, I
Because
have to
you'd die.
calculate the jump to light speed or else we'll fly into a moon or into a supernova and we'll die. He's like, I need to calculate it so we don't run into any on our path. Which.
Can we just get a round of applause for Nick for repeating exactly what we all just
You guys were not just saying that. You guys were
said?
not. Don't even lie to me. I literally heard what you just said, and it was not that.
You didn't exactly repeat
I mean.
Sure, man, you caught my homework. Just don't cut it. Just cut my
Yeah.
homework.
You guys were saying. Welcome back to Media Mix. Movies, shows, games, media, etc. We got it. You want it. We're doing Star Wars, and there's four of us
Which
talking
Star
about
Wars
Star
are we
Wars.
doing today, Nick?
It's the first one.
Oh,
Not the first one
wait.
in the
What
show,
first
but
one,
the first
though?
one ever made.
We're
So it's
gonna
going to
do.
be
We're not past the first man.
A
I
New
can't.
Hope.
I
Did you
can't.
cuss?
No. No, I didn't. I was going to say something about other Star Wars movies that I don't
Good
enjoy.
show.
Like what?
You know, like the dumb ones with the dumb people in it.
We'll get to
Oh,
that.
We'll
You
leave
know?
that up to people
We'll
that's
talk about
eventually
it.
in
We'll talk
the,
about it.
that'll be in the playlist
Anyways,
eventually.
to
How
my
dare you
left
talk
is
about that?
Jack.
Yes?
I'm Nick. To my right is Nick. And then to my forward is Zach.
The kahuna.
Why
All
is that
right, right
angle?
here.
Wait, hold
Not to
on.
confuse, not to confuse us, but I'm Nick and
No.
that's Nick.
Yeah, they're both Nick S,
If
so.
you switch to the GoPro
Well,
shot, it's like
name drop.
switch to really good. Help! Oh my gosh. All
You're
right.
So
out of
yeah,
the
boys,
shot.
we're finally starting off the Star Wars series.
Oh, I'm
Yeah.
excited. I'm happy.
I've
I'm pretty
never seen
excited
Star
too.
Wars.
There's a lot of
Shut
content to see.
Yeah, Star Wars, the one series that everybody loves, no one ever hates ever.
Well,
Except for me.
That's
So
not true.
you guys said we were gonna watch. I didn't end up watching New Hope. I just have seen it enough times to know what
We've all
happens in
seen it a
Sure,
million
I'm
times.
sure
I've
everyone
watched
has.
I've seen it enough times, I just forget every movie I ever watch.
It's a
Club
classic.
ADD. Yeah, do you want to recap?
So
Star
basically,
Wars.
You have 15 seconds.
Okay.
The space Nazis.
Hold on, hold on. Let me pull up my timer and time it. Space
Okay.
Nazis.
Change the GoPro.
No, I'm not using the GoPro
All
shot.
right,
but it's so
I'm
funny.
starting
Fine,
the.
Wait, hold on.
I'll have the GoPro shot.
You have
Fucking
15
give me
seconds
this.
starting.
Bleep
Or
that.
I'll give you 30
Oh.
seconds.
All
Or you
right.
have 30 seconds starting now.
All right, so basically the Death Star is created, and these rebels have gotten a hold of the Death Star plans. The whole premise of the movie is the droid Le Princess Leia gives the droids the Death Star plans, I think. And
Yeah.
yeah.
You're right.
Yep, and then the
15
droids have to go
seconds.
find Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Obi-Wan Kenobi gets in contact with Luke, and then yeah, they go and blow up the Death Star and all is merry. And Darth Vader gets sent flying off wee into space
And then
Skip a
in the
few
end.
parts of the
Spoilers
middle.
for anybody who's never.
And then Leia kisses her brother. There we go.
Incest.
It was within the 30 seconds, it didn't happen!
Beep
boop,
fucker.
boop, boop.
when he first got the part, it was like, so you're not going to be saying any words. You're just going to be making really stupid robotic sounds. Sign me up, baby.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
Have you ever seen the behind the scenes where it's like, you know, obviously the voice of Darth Vader is added in after.
Yeah.
So the guy in the suit had to talk. Have you heard him talking through the suit? No. Like in the actual scene?
It sucks. Really?
It's like, how do those people act when you hear this guy being like, I know you have the Death Star plans.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, but the thing don't is, but know the, thing the is, power of the dark side.
It's muffled, so it's like, I know that you have the Death Star plans.
So it's like, it's basically the guy from Spaceballs and he has the helmet on. Like,
yeah, pretty much. It's like kind of like that. It's just like, how do they act around, like, this man's supposed to have a really deep accent, and it's just like,
it's like, Luke, that's I am so your father. I know
the actual guy's like, Luke, I am your father.
Yeah, I know that. I know the whole, like, haha Bane from Dark Knight Rises voice is funny, but, like, it's kind of the equivalent to that, where it's just like, and Christian Bale's like, what?
Behavior lack of faith disturbing.
Excuse me!
He's like, it's like, wow, this is great.
Good trip to Pringles can't come my mouth.
I mean, good job on them choosing, what's his name? What was that?
That was a GoPro.
Was there a bomb?
No.
One of the GoPros died.
GoPro died.
Okay. No. I was gonna say, who's the voice of, Darth Vader? He voiced Mufasa. What's his name?
I don't know.
I don't know.
James Earl Jones. Good on them choosing him. If I'm not mistaken, and I may be wrong about this, from a very early age, he didn't speak a lot. And the first time he spoke, his voice register was so low that, like, for his age, I think he was, like, 16 or 17 when he first, like, spoke. It wasn't the first time he spoke, but, like, when he spoke a lot, like, he had such a low register that people, like, mistook him for an adult.
Really?
Yeah.
He just had one of those deep voices.
I got a feeling I'm wrong about that, and it was just some stupid thing that I saw on, like, BuzzFeed or something, awesome. But I don't know.
Yeah, BuzzFeed's a very reliable source, totally.
It's so weird going back through and watching this movie, and, like, you know, obviously we've all watched the entire series of Star Wars already.
With the stuff you don't know.
Yeah, but it's so cool, like, going through and just watching, and, like, every time I watch this movie over again, I always realize something different, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's always, like, that little hidden thing, or, you know, the hidden thing they say in the dialogue or something like that. And you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, you know, this ties in with something that happens, like, way later in, like, movies up or something like that. And it's just, like, it's fun to see, you know?
Yeah. What I find was watching the one scene where Luke has the two droids in the house. I had no idea C-3PO gets, like, a freaking oil bath. Yeah. He just sinks into the
oil. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. My parts are so dusty right now. I'm so glad I get an oil bath. It's like, what?
Ever recall that scene.
I never remember that. Something that I was going to say is after watching, I didn't rewatch the movie, but I remember it. But they have the scene where they're buying all the things and they're talking to the Jawas. Or not Jawas, the Jawas, right? Okay, yeah. They're talking to the Jawas. And it's funny because I thought about it, and it's like the scene in The Mandalorian where he's trying to get his stuff back and he kills all of them. I'm so happy when he does that. I'm like, yeah!
Because I don't think they've ever killed a Jawa up until that point.
Yeah, but it really? Was... No.
I'm sure I have in Lego movies. Star Wars.
Probably, but, like, the only time...
Murdered those little things.
But I love when the one of them's running away and he uses his rifle and it's just like... He just dies. So good.
Oh, can we talk about all the CGI stuff they added to the, like, the first three movies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't in there originally.
Compared to the original, it's so weird because they have the part in the cantina with, like, the singing one. With the one who's singing, and it's, like, really weird. Because if you look back on the original, it's like a Muppet. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, in that movie, in New Hope, apparently, like, when they were filming that scene or whatever, originally there wasn't enough, like, you know, I guess, like, creatures or whatever in there. So George Lucas had just a bunch of like the random like cast members put on just these random like monster and like creature like helmets and stuff and just go sit in like the corner or something like that.
So like awesome. Some of those scenes where it's just random aliens, like a couple of those are just Harrison Ford in a costume.
Very well could be.
That's funny.
Just sitting there.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
He's like, you but want like, me to do what?
Jabba the Hutt was not originally in the first movie. It wasn't originally in New Hope.
He is in New Hope.
He is in New Hope.
He is in New Hope.
I know what you're trying to say.
He was CGI, so he wasn't in the original cut before it first came out.
Before CGI, I'm pretty sure Jabba was a human. Jabba was supposed to be a human.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And that's why... And then later, George Lucas decided that he wanted to be this giant space slug.
Yeah, makes sense.
But yeah, he was a human. Cool. So, like, in the scene that we see in New Hope, when Harrison Ford is talking to Jabba... He's talking to a guy.
Yeah.
Like, just straight up a guy. And then Jabba's added in later.
I'm kind of skeptical about the line where he says, Jabba the Hutt, you're an incredible human being.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm wondering if that was scripted or if that was actually just Harrison Ford forgetting that he's
or
not.
Maybe that was just Han Solo's character being sarcastic.
That was shot before... That was shot when they thought Jabba was going to be a human.
A human.
Mm.
So he's like, Jabba, you're an amazing human being. He actually was a human being when they
I noticed that. I was like, wait, why do you call him a human being?
You could either think of it like, well, he's a space slug, not a person. But you could also say it's like he's commenting on his character.
Yeah, no, they just left it in because it kind of fits. I mean, it fits like Han Solo's kind of.
Yeah, like that's what I was saying. Like just Han Solo.
Yeah, I like
just Han Solo being like, you know, like whatever. You know,
like fact. I mean, like even in the scene, he like walks over him, like he steps on his like tail.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's like. Edited because they just made him like edit upwards and downwards as to make it look like he's just stepping on his tail. And then they made Jabba like.
I gotta go rewatch that scene.
I really want to watch like the unedited, no non CGI version, because like watching the version I kind of do though. I kind of want see what it was like when people first saw the movie, but because there are a lot of weird cuts in the movie, especially when like people activate their lightsabers, like. The frame just kind of cuts to when the lightsaber's on from when it's off. Like
because they didn't really have the computer technology and methods to make the lightsabers look like really real.
Yeah, they had to, if I'm not mistaken, they had to take a piece of film and they had to, because they have to, when they edit the film, it's like they have to go in and cut and they have to do all that crap. Mm-hmm. But when they cut it, they're cutting out a frame and they have to give them an actual lightsaber because they have to have a thing there, so then they have references to far as like where the end of it is.
So it was too much to just like have the lightsaber grow from bottom to top back then.
It was challenging. I mean,
they didn't
remember
have Adobe Premiere. Yeah, sit there just edit the whole
now,
thing.
Now, like in After Effects, you have like it's called like Laser or something. It's a plugin.
Yeah, I know how to do. You don't even need After Effects. You can just use Premiere.
Yeah, you can
do
use
it.
Premiere.
Yeah,
but like if simple. You use After Effects, you can just use AI and it does most of it. But the thing is, it's so easy. It's literally just a laser you pull and then you have a tracking point that goes. But when, like maybe, I don't know, when I was in high school, I'm trying to think. 7 years ago, plus another like three or four.
So ten years ago.
I had to do the math. 10 or 11 years ago, it was like it took like a day to render.
Just
20 seconds worth of footage, which is like a good amount.
Hmm.
But like if you're doing a fight scene, they can get up to like 5 minutes. So especially on screen lightsaber time, it gets really long. So like having to export you're doing just for a solid week, you're just exporting. Back then, you didn't have to. But
yeah.
So that entire like fight between Obi-Wan and Darth Vader took like
that would have taken a lot
several
longer
weeks
because they have to cut out and do all that crap with film.
Yeah, it's like it's crazy. Like you know, everybody trashes on the newest movies that have come out of like Star Wars, but obviously you do have
they
to.
Look great.
You do have to appreciate the visual.
Can I finish speaking?
Yes.
Like,
sorry.
you gotta appreciate like. You're disagreeing with me?
I said I was just agreeing with you.
Oh. Never mind.
Irrelevant.
Keep going.
I'll continue.
Well, gosh. I will say honestly, there is some things, and I know we're talking about the first movie, but if we're on the topic of all Star Wars, then I'll bring this up. But visually, yes, there's a lot of Star Wars that look really good, but there's some, like, in the first one, obviously it's kind of wonky as far as, like, lightsaber fighting scenes because they didn't really have it down, yeah. But they still had acrobatic parts where, like, jumping really high.
But, like,
yeah, I still think then, the prequels are, like, my favorite fight
scene. Yeah, for lightsabers, yeah. It was really good. And then in the, like, third trilogy, it's, like, really just, like,
wonky.
Yeah, it's like
die.
It's yeah, not. It's not
in like the third. It was. So.
It's not majestic. Like
to whack each other to death.
There's no.
And the, yeah, and the, I mean,
that's the point.
But even in the second and third, when they are trained, it's like there's no sort of like gymnastic sort of.
Yeah, in the second trilogy, with like almost every single lightsaber duel that I've seen, is just it's so majestic, dude. It's like they're flying around. They're
I love the way the lightsabers look.
I like the way the lightsabers look way better in like the newest one, like, especially Kylo Ren's with like the
because
he literally looks like lightning coming out of his blade.
Yeah, because it's like
that's just cool.
It's because his crystal is broken.
Yeah, but it's just like the and even Luke's lightsaber in the new trilogy that they have. It looks
a lighter blue 100
times,
it.
But yeah.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Yeah. But the lightsabers, don't get me wrong, they still look very good in the second trilogy they made, because that was back in 2007 is when they made that second trilogy.
Mm-hmm. I have my own lightsaber.
But even still, like, watching Mandalorian, the scene where they have, like, Ahsoka Tano, I know Ahsoka Tano, the lady, she's known for voice acting and all that stuff, and she does do some motion capture, but, like, it was really awkward watching the fight scenes in that one because it was just really sluggish and choppy. And even like Luke's face in
that
one was really weird. A lot of people like it looks just like him. I'm like, you can. It's the feathering. On the edges is like so.
It looked better than when they did it in the third movie of the most recent trilogy. Remember in the flashback scene,
Carrie Fisher.
Yeah,
yeah. And Carrie Fisher.
You know Luke. Why that looks so good?
No, because it's his
daughter. Because her daughter did it.
Yeah.
That did not look good in that scene. The flashback scene of Luke? That looked terrible.
Oh, that one looked terrible.
We're not talking about the same one.
He's thinking of Rogue One. Wait, are you?
I am thinking of Rogue One.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that looked exactly
but
like
But Rogue One was really... There was two characters in Rogue One that looked really CGI, and it was... General Tarkin, who looked really CGI, and then Carrie Fisher at the end. But the thing is, you had to recreate a whole person.
Well, all right, let's get back into A New Hope that we're doing.
But anyway, that's what I mean. But I like,
can this freaking
turn it off?
Go to the Shadow Realm, you bitch!
Because it turned back on, and so it just turned off again.
You know what I found kind of funny though? Like,
did that turn you off?
God. And just like the whole story writing of it. So you know how you know the scene when Luke goes off trying to find the droids, meets Obi-Wan, and then they're like he's like I gotta get back home because my uncle's gonna kill me or whatever, and then he goes back home and they're just like
dead.
They're just dead.
Yeah.
Just and dead. And he's like, well. Oh, hey, old man, I'd like to come into the Outer Rim with you and do this crazy stuff. Like, just, like, pretty much no... He just kind of stands there. He's dang. He's, like, no remorse. He's like, all right, I'll go.
He's like, what made you change your mind? My parents are dead.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right, fair enough.
To be fair, his parents are the only ones kind of telling him, don't go out.
I mean, yeah, but he seemed like...
Because their uncle and aunt knew.
Even if that was my parents,
bro, like,
I wouldn't
be,
like...
Why would he be sad? He doesn't have any more chores to do.
I'd still be sad. I mean, obviously they showed him being a little sad, but I'd be like, damn, and I'd probably like start crying because my parents that have raised me for my entire life have just kind of burnt
kinda
to a crisp.
Just charred skeletons with their innards spread across the floor.
What, who killed them? Was it the Empire?
It was the Empire. It was it the Sand People?
Stormtroopers. They burned their house down.
Why did they burn their house down though? Did they?
Because they remember. Luke and C-3PO went out to go get R2 because he was trying to find Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
They find Obi-Wan, and they find the little midget people's, transport just completely ripped to shreds. And Obi-Wan's this wasn't the Sand People. This was Stormtroopers. And then Luke was like, if they tracked the droids to this thing, they probably tracked it to my home. Oh, no.
Wait, how did they... Home. Yeah, but the droids weren't... you're saying maybe earlier they did.
They probably tracked where the droids came from, how they got there, and where they were, where they have been.
I'm pretty sure there's a scene where they had stormtroopers talking to the Jawas, and the Jawas are like, "Yeah, we sold the droid to."
Kupini.
Yeah. There was a scene.
They probably stripped the transport.
I feel like there was. I mean, I don't really remember.
Yeah, you were right with the scene at the sand. They're like, "Look, sir, droids," and he holds like a little, washer thing.
Yeah, so they know they're droids.
See, after droids. I like, it makes me think, because how many planets are there? There's two in this. You have Tatooine, and you have
Tatooine.
I mean, there's,
there was that planet they blew up.
Alderaan.
Yeah, but Alderaan.
Duran.
But does that really count?
Naboo? No, not Naboo. Where's the one that they plan? Where they go and plan? Where's that one?
They have the rebel base on. I don't remember what planet it's called.
I don't know why I'm thinking Kashyyyk. It's not Kashyyyk.
That's Wookiee planet.
I don't know why I'm trying to think, but they have those two. But yeah, like, it makes me think. There's a lot of. There's not in this one, but what is your guys' favorite planet? Mine's Tatooine.
I forgot all the names.
I get all the names confused. So in the movie A New Hope, Leia rats out Dantooine, right? Is that different from Tatooine? Or am I saying Tatooine?
Dantooine.
It's Dantooine. That's how it's spelled.
Tatooine.
Dantooine.
No, Tatooine.
I'm looking it up. I'm looking up what she says.
I mean, I'm sure there's a Dantooine.
Literally, I'm not even gonna look it up. Like, audience, you can look it up yourself. What did she say on the Star Destroyer? She tells him Dantooine, right?
Probably says Tatooine.
I think it's Dantooine. I think it's just said weird.
Favorite planet? I have two, I guess. I like Tatooine because it obviously you have like the famous dual sun.
But yeah. As for like favorite planet, I honestly don't really care that much because they all kind of just look like different. biomes on Earth.
Are we saying favorite planet in like A New Hope or just in general?
I mean,
like, which
general.
One has the best like politics or
I forgot what that one planet
geography
I like the
economy.
One with the Wookiees. I think it's
Kashyyyk. Dantooine.
Kashyyyk is the one.
Yeah.
It
and
is
the giant tree,
is that what
like
Tatooine
in a,
you were saying?
No,
in
the Tatooine and
Jedi Fallen Order. Yeah,
Tatooine
I like that
different.
Planet. That's a really cool planet.
Kashyyyk is pretty cool.
It was Coruscant where they have the rubber blaze.
But she didn't tell them Coruscant.
No.
She told them something else.
In that one, it's Coruscant, and then later it's Hoth. I remember.
No, but she told him like a different planet to like, yeah.
Oh
she
yeah,
lied
I forgot
or
what they
like
told.
So I have
like,
my all right,
we're still
gonna
blow
I've decided, Alderaan is my favorite planet. Why? Because there's no racism there.
I do.
Why?
Because like
it's no, blown no. to smithereens.
You're stupid.
All right. Moving on.
I like Mustafar.
Mustafar? Which one's Mustafar?
The lava planet.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
But they're in other shows, they go there as well. Like,
that's where Vader's temple is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's where the thing where
it's a Sith planet. So, like, there's a bunch of, like, Sith temples on it and stuff. So
it's so weird. Cool. I don't know if you guys know about that, but there's he has that temple built by, like, somebody who works for the Empire. And, like, it's a lady. Like, it's the architect is, like, a lady. And she like gets a crush on Vader, and then Vader just like kills her.
I think I read about that.
Yeah,
or watched it.
How do you get, a crush,
get a crush
on
a
walking microwave?
Well, he is like a 9-foot black guy. So.
Well, technically you're not wrong, but I think underneath.
How can
he
not?
I always thought Vader looked so goofy in like those movies, and I was like, I don't know why everyone's so scared of him. Like, yeah, sure, he chokes everyone, but he really does not look like that scary.
I don't know, you see Vader in the comics and you see Vader in like the movies, and it's like the comics are way more terrifying.
Also, I think Rogue One did the best job of it.
He was in
that hallway scene.
That hallway scene where he chucks the guy like on the ceiling and then he stabs the guy through the door.
Yeah.
And then he like,
are you sure you're not thinking about the video that one guy created?
No, that's two different ones. Yeah. One, that one is the one for the New Hope where he recreated the lightsaber fight. That was really good.
Yeah, the one with Ben and Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
But he also recreated
that. Go and watch it because it's actually.
He was hired by Disney.
What is it called?
He was hired by Disney.
Was it like episode one? Choreography or animation?
It was a like a live action, like they deep fake some of it. It yeah, still wow. looks a little wonky because the thing is that it's filmed in a different style.
I think it's,
but they they
still look amazing. Like for like one person.
Yeah, Disney hired them. He was like, that's awesome. Like, you guys are. I think it was one or two guys. It's called, but they're like, we're gonna
Star Wars SC-38 Reimagined.
Yeah,
go watch it. I'm probably gonna link it down below. I'll go watch it too. It's so good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's so good. There's like a million different reaction videos to it as well.
So, out of the three original movies, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, which one is the best in your guys' opinion?
We should probably answer this at the end of
I'm just wondering because like what if there were no other two movies? What if it was just A New Hope? Because
what if The New Hope flopped or something?
Like, what if The New Hope just flopped?
They spent $11 million on this, and
in today's dollars or back then?
Back then, it was the budget. I don't know if they adjusted it, but it said the budget was $11 million USD, and it box office $775 million. So it definitely didn't flop. Definitely did not flop.
That's no, why they were expecting it to. They didn't think that it was going to do that well.
Really?
Yeah, they straight up, the actors were like, this isn't going to do well. And Harrison Ford was like, I don't think it's going to do that good.
Harrison Ford's just like,
this there is were, but honestly, he's, if I'm being honest, there were a couple like scenes where I was like,
yeah.
That really? That just.
But for like back in its
back in its day, I do have to keep into account. This was in like the
70s. 1977.
Yeah.
Back in its day, it's a pretty good movie. Mm-hmm. Like when
there was just, it was that one scene where Luke's trying to like Jimmy something out of R2, and he's like, are you guys in some action? Or and then something, nothing even pops out of R2. R2 just like goes like, whoop, and Luke is just like, oh.
Yeah, it's and then the it's really comes out. It's really like, stiff acting.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, but the next one came out 3 years later. Oh yeah, they each came out within 3 years of each other.
Yeah, so 1980 and then 1983 is when the third one came out.
Yeah,
but the thing is, you have to remember when does they had those three, and then shortly after Indiana Jones was released in 1985. No, really? The second one. It was. I think it was 1983 was the first. 1985 was the second, and then the third was released.
First one was 81, 84, and 89.
So, yeah. Wow, 89 for the third one? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Dude, it must have been so cool growing
up. Think about having, like, fifth one's going to come out in, like, 2023.
Harrison Ford's old, yeah.
Who are they even going to use? They can't.
Harrison Ford's in it.
Really?
Harrison Ford's in it, but I'm sure they're going to have some other young. He's like Shia LaBeouf was supposed to be the new the new one, then he just kind of sucked in the movie.
That was good.
Will you shut your...
Just unplug
dude,
it.
Just unplug it, bro. Stop freaking out.
Which one is it?
Oh, just both. Just unplug both. Doesn't matter.
Kill it.
Just bring it over to me.
What are you doing? Give me it. Stop messing around with it.
I'm trying not to break anything, Jack.
It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it is.
So something
stupid camera.
Something else. Power converters.
Power converters.
Power converters.
Something waste times with your friend later.
Something that's like interesting to look at though is like the actors that they've chosen for it because they typecasted it really well. Or not typecasted, I shouldn't say, but like Harrison Ford is the sarcastic like cool guy.
Oh, I know. That was a perfect projection of Han Solo's by picking Harrison Ford.
But something, I guess, a good way of looking at it is like you can see how the casting they did really good casting for the first and second trilogy. You know why? Because it was George Lucas who was in charge of directing those. You want to know why the casting choices for the third trilogy were kind of a little bit like...
they had like 80 actors.
Because they had... directors. Yeah, because they had... For one, they had a lot more choices. Granted, yes, Kylo Ren...
they had so many choices, yet made a shitty movie.
Adam Driver, he's good.
Oh, perfect.
But the thing is that...
honestly, I don't think the casting was even that terrible. I think it was just the scripts were so bad.
Well, I saw a post the other day that was like, the actor who plays as Finn, they're like, why? They're like, we're realizing now that he would have made a much better Jedi than...
yeah, no shit.
Than Rey.
I mean, obviously.
Because
he was good.
Unfortunately, something that has happened now, which they did a good job in Mandalorian, is the fact of like, oh, she's a woman, so like she's instantly good, so let's shove it in your face, but do nothing to her personal character.
Yeah, her character arc's weird because it was kind of like.
I don't think it was because she was a woman or anything. I think it's just like.
No, that's. Yeah, that's true.
I think
true.
They just kind of like bypassed. I don't know. For the sake of like. Story or. I don't know. They just.
They didn't try hard enough with her as a character.
I thought it was okay. Well, but they could have done way better.
I think I know what he's trying to say. Maybe through Disney's eyes, if they just put a strong woman as the forefront, then people will be like, this is a good movie. Right? And.
I don't know.
You can't really do that. I mean, like. Maybe some people are like, okay, yeah, strong woman equals great. But even if you have a strong guy, if he has no
I don't care up, who it is.
He's just boring.
I don't care who the main person is. Yeah. Just make a good movie.
It's shoving it.
What really ruined the third trilogy for me was the relationship between Rey and Kylo. It's just they could have done something really interesting with those guys, but they just
I agree, but let's talk about that when we get to the third trilogy.
Right now I just kind of want to leave it at like
but anyway, we got to this conversation from talking about the world building that spiraled from the first movie that came out.
Now, something that I couldn't that I had to think of. Hold on, let me think of it in my head. I don't remember, was Boba Fett in New Hope or no? Okay, something I wanted to bring up because we talked about voices earlier. Have you heard the original voice of Boba Fett?
Bro, this isn't even this movie though.
Before they redid,
talk about it later.
Anyway, fine. So I'll bring it up later.
I met the guy who played Boba Fett.
I just find it that's really cool. And I'm like how it went from like a movie that was basically shot in the desert for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Spiraled into like this vast universe where it was like now it's not just like the present time where it's the Empire, it's also like the Old Republic and then the new trilogy. I honestly really want like a trilogy just based on the Old Republic, not the prequels, just further back into the Old Republic, you know?
Well, they did the game.
Guess what? You got your wish because that's the new trilogy they're working on.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah, the Old Republic.
I think they need to.
That's the new trilogy they're working on right now. They're working on a new three movies.
Oh, cool. If they're going to make anything, I feel like if they're going to add anything that's new that we need to see more neutral Jedi or neutral non-Jedi or Sith.
I think they need to stop doing Jedi. I mean, like what they did with The Mandalorian.
They should do. Right? So,
well, they didn't have any. Yes, they had one and kind of two Jedi, but for the most part, they really only had one because Ahsoka Tano isn't.
So, have you guys played the Old Republic, like the MMO?
Can we talk about like this movie?
Sorry.
Instead of everything else but this movie.
Well, there's not much to talk about about this specific
90,
movie. 99% of people have seen this movie already.
99% of people have seen every movie we're gonna talk about. So why are we just covering the broad range of?
It was good. I liked it. It was done.
If you haven't seen
it, I had something I was going to say.
Give us views and subscribe, please.
I completely forgot because you guys are just ranting on about it. That was nonsense. Not really nonsense. But
it's not nonsense.
Think, Jack. Think, Mark.
Stop. Now my mind's thinking about that.
You're going to trigger me.
Dang it.
What will you have?
So they have the fight scene between Darth Vader and Obi-Wan. I don't remember specifically, but somebody pointed it out. But they were like, oh, I'm looking for Obi-Wan. And then he's like, well, I'm Ben Kenobi. And it's like, you changed your first name? That's all you changed?
Yeah, they changed it to old Ben Kenobi.
Yeah, it's like, you're smarter than that. Like, in the Clone Wars, he, like, gets his whole face changed. But, like, now you're just like, Ben.
So Obi-Wan to old Ben. It starts with an O and ends with an N, both of them.
Why did the uncle, like Luke's uncle, like why did he hate Obi-Wan so much and like just not like want nothing to do with,
because
like,
he knows
bad news.
He knows because they dropped it was if I'm not mistaken it was Obi-Wan who
I mean
No. Obi-Wan brings Luke to the uncle and aunt.
Yeah.
He's the one who brings it to him. It's not explained if they have any other development between that, which is I'm assuming is going to be covered in the Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan lives on Tatooine with
what?
Them.
What? Like screaming.
Oh, I don't know.
And it also logically makes sense why he wants to keep Obi-Wan away from Luke, because it's like, do you want Luke at a young age to get mixed up with a guy who's like the last of his kind being hunted down by the Empire?
He's not the last of his kind because of apparently there's more.
Well, I guess there's also Ahsoka Tano, but as of the time of that movie being released, Obi-Wan was technically the last of his kind. He was the last Jedi.
No, he's not.
Until he trained Luke, and then Luke became a Jedi.
The universe is vast.
I guess, but there's the whole thing is like there will always be more Force-born children. Like it doesn't. You don't have to come from anyone. You just will have a magic baby.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And
unless you do, come from like they do a magic boy.
They do like say it multiple times. Like.
But like the Empire does hunt them down.
Yeah, the Empire hunts them down.
Like, not to get off track again, but like,
go ahead.
Obviously, like in the Jedi Temple, they have a holocrons that have the list of all the Force-sensitive children
in
the
universe.
And obviously, the Empire gets their hands on them and will go and hunt the children down. Or train them into...
Well,
into
Seth. Speaking of the Empire, though, like, so in this movie, they're kind of just, like, I don't know, like, in every other movie, it seems like they're just, like, those, like, you know, they're the tyrants who go through and, like, they, you know, burn cities with, you know, if somebody, like, looks at them the wrong way kind of thing.
Right.
But in this, they're just kind of, like, dicks just, like, floating around or whatever, just, like...
Right.
like, occasionally blowing someone up, but, like...
Look how
mostly,
strong we are.
Mostly
we
in this movie,
this
they're...
Planet.
Yeah, mostly in this movie, they're just portrayed as, like, just... I don't know, like, just the
they're
big
just flexing
overlooming,
on the galaxy.
Yeah, just a big overlooming government and control that doesn't really just do anything. They just kind of just, like, chill around and just make sure
to
check
it's
people.
It's like they have to show that they're evil somehow.
Yeah.
And it's like, overall, they are pretty evil. But what I kind of like is how when they expand out more, they kind of go through, like, how you could see the other side of it. Because, like, in a lot of different shows, a lot of people think the Empire are the good guys. Because their whole spiel is, like, we're here to become, like, we're putting rules in so there's order.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, with order, there's peace. And then,
you
know, and then they get too
peace with a gun held to
they get too, like, Nazi.
Yeah.
Ish, and then you know, then people obviously want to start to rebel. But
I mean, I'm pretty sure they wanted to rebel from the very beginning when they.
There are people that want to rebel from the very beginning, but some people don't know what they did to rise up.
Also,
you know, like, not everybody knows that.
And it's shown that they were completely like Palpatine and all them were like diplomatic up until this movie. Really, it's like everything before this movie, like it's just been a long time, like from this movie to. Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, from Revenge of the Sith to A New Hope, which is, like, I don't know, a span of 20 years, 20-something years. They've been, like, they've had, like, a democracy. It's been still a democracy with, like, representatives
basically.
From each place and ambassadors and stuff
and
like that.
And then in this movie, Palpatine takes over.
Yeah, Palpatine's like, okay, that's enough. I'm just going,
like, to... no more democracy.
Yeah, I'm pretty
this
much,
is going too
I'm
slow.
Yeah.
Also, I don't... Man, I just blanked on what I was
like,
going to say.
It was the only way that he could kind of take over without seeming evil. Because obviously, if you seem evil to everyone, then obviously everybody will rebel against you. And the whole point is that...
He wants to keep power.
Yeah. No. Like,
I'd still be evil.
Yeah, exactly.
The fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, I don't mean to bring up Game Theory Boy, but he does... There are some, like... theories that I used to watch of his that like kind of made sense, but he did the one where it's like destroying the Death Star is actually one of the worst things you can do, because they show that like the Empire over the universe is like an overreaching, like in that universe and I guess other ones as well, or no, just that within that universe they're an overarching empire that controls all these different planets, and you have this massive, it's like I think it's like the size of a sun. Or like a small moon or
the
something.
Death Star?
Yeah, the Death Star is like a size of a small moon.
Yeah.
So he like calculated how much that would cost, and if he's like taking resources from all these different ones, it's like you're pretty much blowing up this massive just money. It's essentially
like John Wick blowing up Vigo's like bank safe.
That or like the equivalent of me blowing up, not me, but a person blowing up every single bank within like a 5-hour reach from here, like it's that amount, maybe not that amount of money,
so
it's
like
probably
a lot
more,
of resources went down the drain for
yeah
the Empire.
Yeah, they pretty much were like, oh, we made this big, granted, it's a space laser and it's a space weapon because, you know.
It's a weapon now, so you kind of have to get rid of it. I mean, I don't know. I don't see how that's, like, bad for the universe.
Plus that that whole, like, thing you just explained, credit goes to...
Credit goes to Matt Pat for that. Yeah. I'm not going to take his credit.
Yeah, yeah, you got to give him credit.
Unless I start making, you know, 17... or 18 Five Nights at Freddy's theories explaining and redoing.
Hey, come on, I like Matt Pat. Don't
yes, okay.
Him, come on.
Yes, I know, but like when you've
we have like 27 subscribers.
Matt Pat don't
want
yeah, but when you've taken your it's the equivalent of me taking an essay and then like erasing the last two paragraphs and then rewriting them and then like a couple weeks later erasing them and rewriting them.
We get it. You don't have to watch his videos if you don't want to.
Yeah, but I'm a millennial, so I can watch them, complain about them, and then make other people complain about them instead of getting something done.
I'm not complaining about them. I'm complaining about you complaining about them.
All right. So, what's like your favorite character from this movie specifically?
Oh, Han Solo. 100%.
Yeah, I got a soft spot for Han Solo.
I do too.
I mean,
Han Solo rise up.
I mean, yes, I understand him and Carrie Fisher had an affair, and I do not agree with that. But besides that part.
Had an affair over who?
He did. He was with his wife.
He was with his wife, and he had
an
affair.
And he had an affair with Carrie Fisher on the set.
We're talking about in the movie, dude.
That still doesn't matter. It still has to do with New Hope.
This was I can still bring it up.
I mean, yeah, I'm just saying, like, favorite character, like, besides everything that happened, like, external movie, favorite character in the movie. Man, I really like that Han Solo guy, but he's kind of a dick in real life, so. Screw him.
I like Han Solo and Luke. I feel bad for Princess Leia because, like, yeah, she's a cool character, but like,
who did not like Princess Leia?
I don't know why. I'm not gonna say that. That'll just be me. Never mind.
Say it.
Okay.
I was gonna say I don't know how you find Carrie Fisher attractive.
What do you mean?
I don't know how you live life.
What?
She's not. You find Taylor Swift attractive,
dude,
and she's a cutting
Carrie
board.
Fisher is hot in the first movie. I'll admit the first movie, but right, the second all right, movie, all right. I think
I
she
loves step in.
She's
I got
making
step
enemies
in.
Here.
She doesn't.
She's that.
Zach.
I don't know. But anyway.
The big Conus time. All right.
All right. You have our attention.
How do you not find Carrie Fisher attractive?
You need to explain.
I just don't.
Just explain what, like, about her is not attractive.
Is it? Do you not like the hair buns that hurt, like, classic Leia look?
Is her jawline weird?
I just don't find her attractive. I don't know. I'm not going to say why Carrie Fisher is unattractive to me.
What about Slave Leia, right?
You brought it there.
Literally.
Yeah, of course, removing 90% of her clothes is going to make her more attractive to some people, but I just don't find her.
Remove 90% of my clothes, and it's a different story, okay?
Yes, but like,
no,
what I'm saying
Big Kahuna's
is
hot
I don't find her. If I'm going to be honest, I know, like, I can't think of the character. I honestly find, I know this is going to sound weird, I find Ahsoka Tano more attractive than Carrie Fisher.
Which from the Clone Wars or the Mandalorian?
The kid
Mandalorian.
One?
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
There are some people that are like, I'm tap. And it's
man,
like,
there are some
like people.
There really do be some people who are like, bro, Asajj Ventress from the Clone Wars cartoon.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn.
No. That's too far.
No, I don't find
Darth Maul.
I don't find Princess Leia, I do find, what's her name from the Clone Wars? Why am I blanking on her name?
Padme.
Yeah, I find Padme interesting.
Who doesn't, dude?
Bro.
What's her name in real life? All
right, keep it in.
Are you
Padme
kind
of is overrated.
Talking about the animation?
Huh?
Talking about the animation?
No! Okay. I'm talking... Why am I talking about the animation? Why'd you assume that twice?
You said Padme from the Clone Wars.
Padme is overrated.
Padme in the Clone Wars is an animation.
Not that. Not the... Ugh, God, the animation style for that before
okay,
they revamped
so
it.
So in the
disgusting.
Prequels. Padme in the prequels.
Yes.
Thank you.
But
especially
no, I was
when
say,
she gets like the writ. Okay.
But anyway, I was gonna say really quick.
Yeah, Padme on her death.
I like. Yeah, Han Solo. I want to say. I want to say Luke. But the thing is that every time I think of Han Solo, I think of like his other movies that
Your
he's
dad?
In that I like. Yes.
I don't know why,
every time I compare
Han Solo to
every
your dad,
time,
it's like...
I don't see it.
Every time
How
we
do you
watch,
not see
every
it?
Time he has the same stature, every time I look at Harrison Ford and just the way
it's
he
his dad.
Talks and he moves, I'm like, he just reminds
it's
me
awesome.
Of my dad.
I'm like, every
I
time I speak
to
your dad, it's like, I'm
it.
Talking to Han Solo right
your
now.
Your dad
it's
reminds
awesome.
Me of, like, Steve-O. Steve-O. With the beard. Yeah.
Come on.
Like Steve-O and the other main guy from Jackass, like those
Johnny
two.
Knoxville.
Johnny
Steve-O
Knoxville
put together.
Steve-O and Johnny Knoxville is what it reminds
me of. You
know
what? I'll let that one slide. I'll let that one slide.
And your mom reminds me of the mom from Coraline.
Oh, no.
Or the one from. Right,
anyways, let's go back to this movie.
But anyway, yeah, no, every time I think of Harrison Ford, I think of my dad.
Yeah.
Okay, right, my favorite character is C-3PO. It's because, like, he's always in dire straits. It's so funny. He's the best comedic relief in all of Star Wars.
He's the most, like, annoying character.
No, he's not. You just don't understand his purpose.
I watched Jack's
he
face
is
the whole
like,
time while Nick's, like, C-3PO.
Listen,
Jack
listen.
Had the most bruh face.
R2-D2, R2-D2 and C-3PO both have their roles, right?
Yeah.
Like, R2-D2 is 90% of the usefulness. Well, I mean, while 3PO is like 10% usefulness.
See,
and then
3PO
is just 100% comedic relief. Like, he just always makes me laugh, no matter how many times I watch
it.
I find
them so annoying. And then they,
I don't
like,
understand how
like,
people find
I remember
annoying.
Watching, I remember, like, they're not super
annoying. R2-D2,
like,
I don't find that annoying. C-3PO, I find so annoying. Freaking annoying every
time. I
think
you're supposed to, because all the characters always, like, crap on them.
That yeah. too, but also they get.
I love that
they do that, it's like, and it's cool
everyone
how like in the prequels they have them in there, but like in the third trilogy, I'm like, oh man, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with the stupid droids. He's like, oh hello there, and I'm like, no,
why is he here?
It's like he's missing
literally?
An arm. I'm like, he should be missing his head.
I would honestly, I don't think the droids should have been in the
no
going
the
off track trilogy. From A New Hope. I would have liked the right.
Like,
I'm sorry. I would have liked the Rise of Skywalker a lot better if they didn't just completely ruin that scene where 3PO loses his memory with Babu Frick.
We'll talk about this later.
I'm not
going to
bring up that. But actually, something I was going to say, so you have those two droids. Like, I hate how in the main movies, the droids that they use are the most annoying things, but in, like, the offshoots. Dude, the droid in Rogue One is awesome. It's the funniest part about Rogue One. And then in Solo, the droid that they have where she does the prison break, that's it's the funniest scene. And they do such a good job about it. And then they're like, we're going to take a really annoying golden boy and then put him in. And then you're just going to find him to be the most annoying. And he's not comedic
like,
relief.
So
he's just annoying.
Droids would in you compare- the Star Wars universe are, like, awesome.
Yeah.
But C-3PO and R2 are kind of like the two most annoying
ones. Annoying ones that they
do. I don't
like
agree with that statement.
Because I like the Asher mech droids. But
and like BB-8's okay. BB-8's,
You think it's not annoying at all. I think BB-8's
he's not, but he's just kind of like a whatever.
You think Darth Vader would recognize R2-D2 if he saw him on that ship?
I thought he did.
Beginning?
I think he did. Not in A New Hope, but like later down the line, does he like say something about R2-D2?
Mm.
I don't think he says anything. But,
he didn't create R2-D2, did he? He created C-3PO.
He created C-3PO.
But what about R2-D2? Where did he come from?
He was another droid.
He just kind of appeared.
He was on Padme's ship, and they were like, we have like 10 of these droids, and they're getting attacked.
Oh, yeah.
And then it like goes out, and you see like all the other like...
gets shot off.
All the other droids are like... and R2's like...
Like, honestly, R2-D2 and, like, the original trilogy is kind of tame. And then in the prequels, he's just such a badass.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, have you seen
really
him in
is.
The Clone Wars? Like, flying around
and
shit? And
in the Clone Wars,
yeah.
He's pretty awesome,
dude.
Too. Yeah, but...
they gave him a jetpack. Or jetpack feet.
Yeah, that'd be weird. Like, you know, like, Vader's connections to... like obviously, like, he wouldn't be, like... I remember you're with the good side, just like cut off R2-D2's like head or C-3PO's head or something.
You didn't make my milkshake.
How dare you?
Like, I wonder what he would do if he like, you know, encountered if they captured C-3PO on that ship.
He would probably smush him under his index finger.
I don't
now,
think
the thing
so.
Is between I think they had their memory erased before. Like, I'm pretty sure they don't remember.
I actually, yeah, no, I think that's right.
Because they don't, you know, C-3PO and R2-D2, they were there the whole time when the Jedi were in charge.
Yeah.
But yet, in the original trilogy, they don't remember anything.
I don't.
So I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember. I think
at some point.
Now that you say it, I think that something like that happens. I don't remember.
It not on screen, but I'm pretty sure something like that happens.
That's pretty stupid.
In between. Well, it's the only way to create
Yeah, because otherwise, I don't know. I feel like otherwise it'd be stupid. Just kind of weird.
Yeah. What I do like is how mysterious they are, the Jedi are in these, and they still kind of kept that in the prequels, but like in the third trilogy, they just kind of throw it away, like the mysteriousness of like Jedi.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you kind of have Luke, but then he like takes off his hood and he's like, "I'm an asshole," and everyone's like, "Ah."
When the first movie, A New Hope, came out, and Obi-Wan was talking about Jedi Knights. Do you think people like envision just actual knights just wielding like
swords? Yeah,
people who like in actual knight armor. Oh man, could you imagine if that's the route they took and just all Jedi Knights just wore like sick badass like metal armor?
I wish that I've waited to see like the whole Star Wars trilogy. Or just the whole Star Wars in general. Like,
and watch it all through.
No, like, I wish I saw it when I actually understood what was going on. Because I'm pretty sure my dad showed it to me when I was, like, I don't know, young. A kid. Like, yeah, too young to, like, really understand that, like, major turning point of the Luke, I'm your father, and then finding out that, like, Anakin is Darth Vader and all that stuff like that. And I just, you know, I was too young to really figure that out. And I never really had that moment. I was like, oh, yeah, shit. Yeah,
because as a kid, that's like, when you're watching Lion King, you're like, oh, no, kitty cat fall into stampede. And then you watch it as an adult, you're like, oh, no. Oh, God.
But, yeah, it's like I had the same feeling, or, you know, I did like, the same thing.
Yeah, like, right? my dad got that whole, like, because he was like, yeah, I remember when it came out in, like, 1977 or whatever, and I went and actually, no, he was like...
Yeah, it's like, have you ever watched on YouTube, like, the audience reactions to, like...
I've seen a couple,
Your dad would have been too young. My dad like would have seen it.
Eight.
My mom saw it.
Your dad theater. Would have... My dad would have been eight. My dad was born in 69.
So was my dad.
No.
So,
Your dad's younger than mine. My dad is 60, and your dad is 50.
A New Hope came out in, what, 77?
Your dad was born in 1969.
I don't know.
I did that math right.
He's not 60.
Man, I think it was 64.
It's probably what it was.
Mom, I'm a bad son. Why? Why are you guys staring at me? Just keep on doing it.
So anyway,
you said I was looking at you. Don't give yourself camera. That much credit.
Well, I'm not. I'm in the camera.
Barely.
It literally says I'm in the camera.
Where does it say that at, Nick?
In the program. Look, I'm completely in the camera.
You are now.
I was literally like that far. My shoulder is not in the camera.
Never mind.
And that's no.
It's going to annoy me and other people watching.
No, it's not.
It is.
Who cares?
No one cares.
Yeah,
no one cares, so I'm going to be over here.
Well, that's why I wrote down on my board, so we didn't talk about it. But
my dad was 15 when it came out.
My mom was 8.
Wow.
She was, because they lived in California, which I didn't know, and they were like, yeah, we saw it at the old Chinese theater. I'm like, what?
Oh, that's cool.
Like, in Chinatown? I was like, no, we were in New York at the time. I was like, oh, were you? California? I'm like, you lived in California? When?
When this movie first came out back in 1977, it only opened in 32 theaters, it's saying. Like, originally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really wasn't that big. Yeah, just around the world. It really wasn't that big of a thing. And then it said over the, like, the holiday weekends and stuff, it, like, opened up to, 43. But that's it.
Something impressive to think about is the fact that, like, when did we go to space? 1963? No, 1970.
I thought it was 69.
It wasn't the 60s.
No, that's true. No, we went to space in 1969. Stanley Kubrick came out with 2001 Space Odyssey in 1969, so a couple months earlier, so we had to guess what space was like. Flash forward 8 years later, and then they have this. It's still kind of impressive what they do with the knowledge that they have of space. Granted, it's science fiction, so they can kind of do whatever they want, but it's still impressive to look at.
It's still cool.
It's still pretty, like...
ahead of its time in the 70s.
Yeah, bro, you know what's super fascinating? Smoke in space.
It doesn't...
Star Wars.
Smoke in space. Oh, that's true. There's no such thing as smoke in space. Yeah, wait, the physics.
I don't think so.
No, oh, yeah, and also another thing. Yeah, they like. It's kind of funny looking at like certain effects that like don't make sense in space, like dust, like in a vacuum, like that doesn't work, and all this other stuff.
Yeah, it's but,
I mean,
I never understood how the whole like hyper jump thing worked too. I thought they just like in the lore of Star Wars. I thought they were just like going to hyper jump and then they just like push the button, zoom off or whatever. Until I just rewatched this movie and they're like, we can't just go straight into it. We have to like plot the course or else we're just gonna run into a star or something because like that.
If you think about it, how are you, if you just like. Okay, let's go. You do it. You're gonna shoot straight into something.
Yeah. Oh, like, that was such.
That's why I never understood. I was like, dude, there's asteroids everywhere.
No, no, it makes sense because he explained it to Luke why they don't just immediately just zip into hyperspace. He was like, I have to calculate the jump to light speed, or else we'll fly into a moon or into a supernova and we'll fucking die. He's just like, I need to calculate it so we don't run into any shit on our path.
Can we just get a round of applause for Nick for repeating exactly what we all
just said? You guys were not just saying that. You guys were not. Don't even lie to me. I literally heard what you just said, and it was not that.
You didn't exactly repeat it.
I mean.
Sure, man. You caught me at homework. Just don't cut me.
You guys were saying how it's stupid. You guys are saying that scene was stupid because they would run into shit. I was saying it's not stupid because they were saying we're calculating for this shit, so you don't run into it.
You're just filling the word count, Nick. It's okay.
But also, there's two things
that's
that...
We gotta get to an hour.
There's two things...
You guys are just making fun of me just for the sake of making fun of me.
No, that's not true.
There's two things that you don't think of until you rewatch this movie as an adult. One... How is a torpedo sucked into an exhaust port? Because that would be shooting. If anything, there'd be pressure going out than pressure going in.
Well, the torpedo is being shot forward with enough.
If it's a big enough object, then it has its own like gravitational field. They were getting pulled in by a tractor beam when they got. It has its own like I don't know like.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
As a torpedo.
Why would it go outwards though?
Keep it to science fiction.
Anyway, it's an exhaust port, and like if anything, it should be an intake, because it would be intaking.
It has like a it's like a rocket though. It like doesn't just like fall. It's like shoots.
It takes a 90-degree turn.
Yeah, because
down.
Of the force. He used the force to do that,
and which means that it not only went really far forward and went at a 90-degree turn, which is already hard to believe, but it went to the center of the Death Star. That thing had enough power to get from. Which I'm assuming is probably like a mile or a half a mile at the very least.
Because think about the artificial gravity that's in the Death Star. So it would
just
fall
to
the center.
I guess if it was pulled, but the thing is if you're saying that if the gravity pulled it in, then the torpedo would have went and then just like shot straight down.
But the gravity didn't pull it in.
Okay, think about this, though. Think about this. When they found the original like exploit in the Star Destroyers or the Death Star's like plans or whatever, like whose idea was it? Like, oh yeah, we found this like it's like a hole. If you shoot something down it, and you like it, we made like a flaw in it. So if you shoot something down it, it'll like blow up the whole thing. But we made like the hole like this big, and we know that it'd be like statistically it'd be like a one
impossible
in, like, million chance to get it in that hole. But let's still like go through all this trouble to like go and risk our lives, get these plans, and send these plans off, and then even like. I don't even know why the rebels even sent the spaceships up there to go, or the ships up there to go drop those torpedoes in it. It's like that shot was
tornado
just,
in a bottle.
You're dead. Like that. If that shot's just not gonna work,
it was. Yeah.
The only reason it worked.
Why would they make that?
The exhaust port.
When they.
Yeah. Why didn't the guy who designed the Death Star, like as we find out in Rogue One, why didn't he like make that flaw a bigger, like an easier flaw to get to?
I don't know why I even asked that because
he could have done that.
In Rogue One, they explain it.
Yeah,
yeah.
He purposely puts that.
That's
there.
What I'm saying. Yeah. So he purposely made the flaw.
Right.
Why wouldn't he like make it an easier
flaw
to exploit?
Like 2 meters big.
Yeah. Like.
So then it's
why not make
it
12 meters big?
Well, because then
they'll turn the Death Star into a hot rod.
But then they'll notice, and then they'll realize, oh, this is sabotage.
Yeah, I just realized.
I don't think so because. You know, they could have just, I don't know, he could have, like...
Blocked it.
Not blocked it, but just, like,
made it 3 meters
you know, he's
big.
The lead engineer, like, or something like... He's the lead architect.
They didn't know, and that was the one thing. Also, another thing you have to think of is, like, who's on this Death Star? You probably have, for one, well, Darth Vader isn't on it, but you have stormtroopers, generals, officers...
Tarkin.
Tarkin, all these important people. The only two people you don't have it on is the Emperor and
Vader
because of the Imperial brass is on that star.
Another
Vader's flying after him.
Yeah, another thing you have to think of is where do they bring their
the rebel prisoners. They bring them on the Death Star. So not only did you kill
unnecessary sacrifice
hundreds of thousands of bad people, you probably killed hundreds of thousands of your own
at
people.
At least a thousand.
They got laid
at
out.
Least yeah. It's all right. Because, you know, math, there's at least one.
In that scene, scene where they go and rescue Leia, they definitely could have just, like, pressed all the buttons, just let everybody out of their cells to, like, just run free and, like, cause havoc or something. But now they're just,
yeah,
like,
but not every, like, keys not on a piano in just the cells are good people. You gotta remember that, too.
Yeah, that's a good
there
point.
There are people that hate the Empire but also hate rebels.
They're also just bad people.
So,
that's true. That's a good point.
You can't just press
But I guess the enemy of my enemy is an ally, so, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, you don't want
to. I don't
really
know. If I was in there and I'm like getting run over by, or like overrun by stormtroopers, I'd be like, everybody go free! Beep! Have fun!
Prison break! Everyone breaking out of the gulag!
What I find even funnier is the fact that they were like, so, I guess canonically, you have. Which, for some reason, I always got clone troopers and stormtroopers mixed up as a kid. And I was like, what's the difference between them? Because I didn't watch the prequels yet. Mm-hmm. And then I eventually was like, oh, there's clones and then you have stormtroopers. But it's funny because they, like, get rid of the clones because they're like, oh, yeah, after a certain amount of time, like, they start degrading and then they, like, die of, like, early ages. Or, like, some of them have, like, defects because it's not, like, fully proven out. So we're just going to get rid of them and start, like, selecting people by hand to become stormtroopers.
Well, you know why, like, it shows in the Bad Batch why they got rid of clones.
Why did they get rid of clones again?
Because Tarkin came, and, you know, Tarkin's just kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Right, so.
Was Tarkin that, Tarkin's that skinny, like, officer dude?
Yeah, with the white hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the,
with the weird
Death Star?
Bony cheekbones.
Yeah, that's him.
He's in the Clone Wars, and then he's also in the Bad Batch, because he was an officer for
the Republic
before the Empire rose.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the Clone Wars, he was like an asshole. But the funny thing was, he always liked Anakin because Anakin showed dark side tendencies. So that's why he only liked Anakin and nobody else.
Also, but he's a pedo.
For another time. But,
I'm just kidding.
For another time?
For another time. I want to do the Clone Wars. Clone Wars is
oh,
cool.
We definitely yeah, will bro. At some point. But, did you know in this movie, just another like random fact, Harrison Ford wasn't even brought on to be like Han Solo in the first place.
Yeah,
he was
like,
brought on
he
just to help with help deliver lines. It says
he was,
and then Lucas liked his like, you know, acting, his whole acting.
No,
so.
He was just like, you're better than the
I
guy
thought,
we got. So.
I thought he was like a mechanic or something, and he was working on the set, and then he like.
No, Harrison Ford was an actor at this point, obviously. But,
oh.
And he like it says Harrison Ford played Bob. Falfa, cocky street racer, and American Graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
They brought him in because, you know, they just wanted to help with help deliver lines and stuff, but, you know, they ultimately, you know,
George Lucas
liked him.
He knows what he wants, right?
Yeah.
And it's like,
by the way, I'm getting all these facts from like a website, so I'm not making this I'm not just
it's probably fake.
This is my idea or whatever.
It said that he was working as a carpenter before
on the set?
Before he got casted as a Han Solo.
Wait, he's like, his real profession was a carpenter?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Okay.
So basically, he's Jesus.
Yeah, Blade. Yeah, and in 1982, that was when Blade Runner was released. So then he was in like another, I guess, future style of movie. That's a weird movie.
Well,
I want to talk about that one eventually.
He was killing it in the 80s.
He was. That was his prime time.
He tried to be a voiceover, like, job, like, actor.
Like, this Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get ready for the summer's greatest
movie.
He does have a good voice.
He does.
Watching, yeah, but the thing is, like, sometimes his acting can be so weird. Like, him in that one dog movie, I can imagine how funny must that be to watch. It's like him and the CGI dog. It's based off of a book.
Oh, yes.
But watching him,
wasn't very good.
Watching him and somebody in a green screen costume. I don't remember. It's like a dog's journey or something. No,
yeah,
that's
something
different.
Like
something
that.
It's something
came out
like that.
A year or two ago. Or
yeah, but it's like him and a CGI dog or no
dog.
It's like some random movie. You know how they got a Darth Vader's like breathing noise?
How?
It says they stuck a microphone inside of a scuba tank regulator.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Hmm. Hold on, I'm gonna look at
like the blaster noise. It's like you use rebarb and hit it on another piece of rebarb.
The what?
For the blaster noise.
Oh, really? No, it was a cable. So like those really big cables that you see on like
they're made of rebarb.
No, they're made out of. It's not rebar. Rebar is one thing.
Metal.
It's metal.
You know how when you get
a rebar is it's a piece of rebar that's being hit on a cable.
Or if you get like springs and you stretch them out.
Yeah, the slinky. Remember the slinky where we put it up to our ear and you'd shake it right here and it was like it's like the cool like sci-fi blaster noises. It's like stuff like that.
Or you like stretch it out, right? So it's taut and then you take a metal bar and just whack it.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Nothing. Nobody will understand.
Oh,
that's beautiful, Katie.
I said I put a sorry, Jack, put a seashell up to my ear and a crab bit me.
That's beautiful.
Dang, they paid Mark Hamill $650,000 plus 0.25%. So, yeah, wow, 0.025% of the movie's total profit. Oh. That's a lot of money, though, for back in 1977 like with a movie with only an $11 million budget.
It's like at least $2.
Bruh.
Wow.
Am I lying?
Again, why are you here?
Bro, R2-D2's paid.
I'm the reason you're all
here. R2-D2, the guy, Kenny Baker, played R2-D2. He got paid $7,810 with no royalties.
What? Yikes. The R2 guy?
Chewbacca was paid $450 per week with a total of 12 weeks, so only $5,400.
Bro, that's a ripoff.
To be fair, he's just like a really tall guy.
I mean, I guess was that a lot of money back then in the 77?
Definitely, yeah.
I mean, $650,000 for like a movie that they didn't think was going to do that well is a lot of money. Plus, I don't know, 5 or 6% of the entire like movie, or yeah, that's like 5 or 6% of the entire movie's budget. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, he had a lot of lines.
I totally forgot that he was. there was a movie that he was in. He was in. It was like Clear and Present Danger, which is a Tom Clancy book. And he played as Jack Ryan. Which is kind of cool. It's kind of cool to think of because now they have John Krasinski who's playing as Jack Ryan, which he makes a lot better of a Jack Ryan than freaking Chris. What's his name from Star Trek? Chris.
The guy who plays Captain Kirk.
Yeah, Chris Pine. They had Chris Pine play as Jack Ryan, and his acting is really strange, in those Jack Ryan. He's good in.
Krasinski what? Is like damn.
What other movies is he? Dang. Is he in This Means War?
Who?
The guy who plays Captain
Chris
Kirk.
Pine? I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Harrison Ford?
With Tom Hardy?
With Tom Hardy? Yeah, that's a weird
That movie's movie. Kind of funny.
Harrison Ford was paid $10,000 in total for this movie.
Yeah, he wasn't paid a lot.
Yeah, apparently he was an actor at this point, but he was a very, like, he says he was like, struggling or whatever.
He's very underdeveloped. Two years later, he was in Apocalypse Now.
I'm sure in the next movie 19... he made like exponentially.
Yeah, 1981 he was in the first Indiana Jones movie. 1982, he was in Blade Runner. 1983 he was in both the second Indiana Jones movie and the second Star Wars movie. And then in 1989 he was in the third Star Wars movie. He's made a lot of money. He's been in a lot of stuff, but he's mainly the same person in most of them.
Yeah, I mean, he's
except in Blade Runner, he gets a little rapey in that movie, and it's really awkward watching.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like a girl. Like I understand it's a robot that he tries and rapes, but it's like,
That can also be faulted
after
like, to the script writer.
Seeing that movie, that's incredibly confusing.
The script's just like dialogue. Okay, now rape this robot.
Now you're going to rape this robot.
And then some more dialogue than scene.
It's supposed to be one of those, like, oh, she's playing hard to get. So
yeah, you got a pretty big pay raise on Return of the Jedi.
How much did you get paid?
$500,000.
Wow.
I mean, you still got a really big pay raise on Empire Strikes Back.
I have to remember, that's still a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
$500,000 would get you a lot.
I mean,
now
he got,
it doesn't get you as much.
He got paid $20 million for Force Awakens, so.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
$20 million?
Yeah.
What do you do with $20 million?
I mean, have you seen how much the actors got paid? Like, this is completely off topic, but the actors in, like, Avengers, like...
Yeah, they got paid, like...
And, like, the... In Avengers, like...
$70,000?
Yeah, Avengers Endgame, like... What's his name? Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr., they got paid, like... I don't know, like over like $70 million.
I feel like it's one of those things where it's like you can act like once, get paid $70 million, go invest in a bunch of stuff, at, like just go pay for a bunch of properties that get you paid and then just stop acting.
I would keep acting. That sounds fun. But anyways.
No, I feel like – well, I feel like if the thing is like you could act in one movie, get paid $70 million, stop acting, and then you don't have to worry about like anybody tracking what you do and being like –
Well, you can meet famous actors and get like better movies because you get better roles.
I guess.
Let's ask the big actors how they do it. Let's have them on the podcast.
It's mainly like to build your name more than money.
Yeah, keep in mind, the first Iron Man movie, you know, he had to build his way up. Like in the first Iron Man movie,
Robert
he got paid
Downey
like.
He came from nothing.
Yeah, it's scrap.
I mean, literally. Like, do you know how he turned his life around? He said he had a Burger King burger that was so bad he made him go to the beach and throw all the drugs out. Into the ocean.
Yeah,
it made the burger was so bad it made him rethink his whole life.
Yeah, he literally is so. Like cheeseburgers are the reason that I.
Yeah. Anyways, back on this movie.
Where
he's like, I want a double cheeseburger.
In Iron Man 1, he's like, I want a cheeseburger, and that's actually him eating, like going and getting a cheeseburger just because of like I guess cheeseburgers was what kind of kept him. Because
like, after he ate that cheeseburger,
two,
he was
like his daughter wanted a cheeseburger.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Just burger?
What?
You okay?
I need a drink. Water.
So,
anyways, please subscribe so we can make $70 million.
We're at the end of our line right now.
So you're saying...
I think...
You're saying that in real life...
Oh, yeah, we are. We're getting close.
Robert Downey Jr. was like, I ate this cheeseburger, and it turned my whole life around.
Yes.
And in the movie, he was like, all right, I'm going to eat a cheeseburger, and right after I eat this cheeseburger... We're going to completely change the direction that Stark Industries is going. And then, in Endgame, his daughter's just like, bro, right, I want a cheeseburger.
Cool, cool.
So, bro, that's sick.
I think...
Take a drink of water.
I've been wanting to do this for, like, so freaking... for, like, so long. I want to make, like... You know, you've seen all those, like, Star Wars, like, fan films and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Making a fan film?
Dude. I want to do that so bad.
I'll make my own fan film. I'll bring my lightsaber.
You know, dude. Actually,
it'd be so fun.
What I'd be down to do. This is a new idea. I know we usually do stuff that's like in here. If Disney lets us bring in a camera, I'm down to go to Galaxy's Edge and film it.
People have done that, I think.
I'm down to go and build a lightsaber for MediaMix. I don't know if you're. I'll go spend $200 to go film at.
I tell you Disney. What.
If you're gonna do it either way.
Either way, I'm getting a lightsaber, whether or not we film and I get paid $1 million from the video or not.
Yeah, you get paid $1 million.
If you get a lightsaber, can we recreate the scene where Anakin kills the little children and you beat us all with your lightsaber?
Yeah, I'm gonna go. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna.
Who the hell says that?
I'm gonna get a katana and then I'm just gonna like, I'm gonna paint over. With like a Sharpie just green, and then I'm gonna go into a preschool, and then I'm gonna go with Nick. I'm gonna say, "Hey, watch this!" And
it's
oh my
god,
be like, Master Anakin! I'm gonna be like,
"Yeah."
Yeah,
first I thought you were like the direction you're going with this is like, you know, we're gonna make our own movie or whatever, or our own little film. We'll just get like a sword.
Listen,
and paint
if we're gonna do a fanfic, we gotta recreate all the movie, right?
So no,
we
you
gotta
don't do that.
That's not a fanfic. That's just
you just
recreating.
Yeah, you make your own like I don't know. You make your own like little story. And it's basically just a lot of dueling.
It's a lot of pre-viz, which is what they do for, like,
I think we should do
pre-viz.
Have you ever seen the one where it's, like, Kylo Ren meets Darth Vader?
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, he's just imagining it at the end of it.
I've seen a lot, but I haven't seen that.
Him having a wet dream.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like, why wasn't this in the movie?
There's so many good ones, though. Like, I believe we can make a really good one.
But if you haven't been at Galaxy's Edge and you love Star Wars, go do it. Like, honestly. The place is amazing.
Did you guys ever watch?
Even the food is Star Wars themed.
What?
Yeah, the food, like the if you go into like any of the food places there or any of the food stands, it's all Star Wars themed. The drinks are Star Wars themed. I got a Coke and it's like written in Star Wars.
Oh
language.
Yeah, it's like a little ball.
It's a little ball and they're cool as hell.
Colin got one and he hasn't opened it.
I opened mine because I was thirsty.
Did you guys ever watch?
I still have it.
Like the homemade like Star Wars like. Short films that little children made.
No. There were like, so when I was a little child, right, I would watch really dumb videos on YouTube, some of which were just like these 12-year-old and 9-year-old kids just like beating each other up with like the little like.
I used to do that in real life.
I used to do that in real life.
They were pretending to be like, I was a Nerf gun. They were pretending to be like the characters like Qui-Gon Jinn and like Mace Windu and all the other guys.
I would sit there and pretend I was just a Jedi, and me and my friend would be there. And,
like, everyone always like reach for the remote. Like,
honestly, right. if enough people watched our stuff, and if you, the viewer right now, are watching this right now, and you want to see us do cool like new content, I'd be willing to split the cost of a Lego Millennium Falcon, a full size Lego.
I thought you were about to say make a cool Star Wars film.
Well, I'll do that.
When we all build the Millennium Falcon,
and I'll do it. I'll do a live lightsaber. We could do a live stream where we spend, was it $800? So all of us would have to
$800 for the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. So we do a live stream where we have to build the Millennium Falcon.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool if we're like big and we're just doing like a charity live stream or something like that.
I do a charity live stream for that.
Can we get like a down payment on that shit or no?
It's $800. How broke are you?
Pretty broke.
It's not worth it right now. I'm saying in the future, like, you know, we have a lot of followers. We have enough money to, or enough followers to like do a charity live stream of us just sitting here like just talking and building the Millennium Falcon.
Oh no, bro. In the future we'll be broke.
What do you what?
We mean well. We want to do a charity live
stream. I want to do a charity. I don't care. It's just fact of doing a live stream, I just would love to be able to build the Lego Millennium Falcon.
It'd be cool.
With you guys on a live stream. That would be fun.
But I think we should I think we should jump into the ratings real quick. I think we should make the ratings pretty quick.
Talk
for a million minutes. So start with Zach. Just give a quick reading about like the action story and action.
Think about it
for in its day.
Right.
Obviously, you can't like compare it to like now. Just for in its day, what would you say like the acting is? Just give a rating.
The acting?
Yeah, for in its day.
I give it like a 7.
7?
All right. Really? Because like.
No. I'm just saying.
I've seen.
Well, we'll get to that. Just come on. Let's not talk for a million years about this.
I mean, it's just like it wasn't like amazing.
No.
Because they were just kind of starting out. They were all kind of new and.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have the experience that like they do now, or maybe two movies later.
Yeah.
So I mean, I give it like a 7. I like some scenes in it. Like, I mean, like, the scene when Han Solo kind of shows up and saves Luke's ass. He does the little, yahoo!
Yeah, it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
The garbage chute scene was pretty good.
What did you say about the story?
I mean, it's hard. I honestly, like...
Of this movie.
It's a really well-written story.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'll give it a 9 out of 10.
All right.
Because I want to save the 10 out of 10 for later.
You also have to remember...
And then action. We're just trying to get through this.
Go ahead.
Action,
I'll just get through.
Actually, I give it 9.
9? All right.
Because it's Star Wars.
I mean, all right, Nick?
I'll say all around it's a 9 out of 10. I mean, I don't really have...
Acting.
Just all around.
Everything 9, okay.
Everything's 9 out of 10. Because I was going to say really quick about the story. It's really good. It's based off the Odyssey. Like, the one that we had to read in high school.
Odysseus.
Yeah, and all that. Like, it's based off of that. So he had to adapt in a certain way, take, like, things from that, and then it's, like, based off of it. But it's still really impressive how he does it. So
Odyssey.
And if you compare it to any of the other movies, like, made at its time, like, sure, there's really good other acting, but the acting is still pretty believable, and especially for a science fiction movie about lightsabers and laser stuff. Shit, I don't know. Still impressive.
Okay. Nick?
Okay, acting I'll give an 8 out of 10. Like, I understand it's like the 70s, but there were some scenes that were just kind of like cardboard boxes acting. But
you said 8?
8 out of 10.
Okay.
Story?
Yeah.
I'll give it a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay. What about action?
And then action, I'm going to do action, like action film. The action and film aspect, 10 out of 10. It's like, I feel like Star Wars film quality was probably, like, revolutionary for its time, in my opinion. Like,
definitely, yeah.
It kind of, like, reshaped how, like, the industry moved forward. So, I'll give it a 10 out of 10.
Okay. All right, and then me. I give the acting for Back in Its Day a 9. It was good. Obviously, there's some moments that were just like, kind of like, okay, you could have done way better on that. But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the story, 10 out of 10. Obviously, it's freaking Star Wars. It's a great ass story.
Right.
Action, it's an 8. 8 out of 10. You know, obviously, there was only like a couple of lightsaber duels, and I'm like a fiend for lightsaber duels.
There's only one lightsaber duel.
I really like watching blaster scenes.
I do too.
Like when they have larger scale blaster scenes, especially in like for instance Rogue One when they're on the beach and they're fighting.
Yeah.
So good. You don't see enough of like on the ground Star Wars. It's so much like either in space and watching them like fly past each other.
All right, so the total score was 8.8 out of 10.
Do we want to round that up to a 9?
Yes.
I guess we can. Yeah.
Stop.
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm trying.
8.8 out of 10.
You want to give it an 8? Why not give it a 9?
Just give it.
Because that's what it is.
Give it a 9.
Whatever. 9. Jeez. Why are you so anal about?
Because
9.
It's rounding, Alex.
Rounding up.
Everyone say hi
to
Alex.
No, 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 no. We're specific here. We're doing 8.8 out of 10. That's what's going up on the screen.
Fine, 8.8 out of 10. Right. Locked it. It's locked in.
I edit the movies now.
I'm the editor, boy.
I'm the lead editor.
In the books, on the record, 8.8 out of 10.
8.8 out of 10. See it up on the screen.
I'm the movie boy now.
We are the movie boys now. All right, everyone. Oh, you want to do this?
Boy.
No, you did
Thanks
the intro.
Thanks for watching.
No, you did the intro.
Like and subscribe.
No, stop. Why stop.
Trying to reach
100
subscribers.
Let one of these two do it. Let one of these two
By
do
the
it.
By the end of the year.
Let the big kahuna do it. We want the big kahuna to do
don't
it.
Don't put me on your
sheet. But Zach, don't take it from me.
It's not even on you.
Zach, go ahead. Take it away, buddy.
You know what? I will do it.
Take it away.
Thanks, everyone, for watching. I hope you enjoyed this. We'll be doing more Star Wars content in the future, obviously. We'll be doing probably the movies in order. From 4, 5, 6.
Four, five, six.
Probably the TV shows. Like,
also the anime.
We can't
stuff.
Really do the Mandalorian because it's still on right now.
Mm.
But we'll continuously do them.
Yeah, Star Wars Visions.
Might do the Visions, the anime one.
Yeah.
Next, but
don't say that because this video might be out way later than we do that.
Yeah, we have no time of recording that.
We're not sure.
It's like.
We're not sure when.
Watch other videos on our channel.
Yeah, we're not sure when this video is gonna be posted, but just know that we're gonna do like a whole. We're gonna have a whole playlist of all the Star Wars movies
posted,
and stuff.
Just for reference, it was like September, like the end of September.
September 25th is when we're filming this. Might be posted in December. Might be posted
next year.
Next year. Might
who
be posted.
Knows?
Hey, what if this is posted like, I don't know, like
May
3 4th. Years later? You know, we're like blown up.
I hope I'm skinny.
We should do that. We should like a message to ourselves, like late, you know, in the future.
Hey,
3 years from now, the new Star Wars movie will probably be out.
Probably.
Me from 3 days/3 months/3 years from now, lose some weight, prick.
All right. Prick. I hope.
Wow.
All right, listen up.
I hope we actually hire an editor.
Hopefully, we pay Nick to actually maybe do work.
Yeah. Yeah, not
I'm,
Jack.
I'm sorry. If
all
you,
Jack, it's all Jack now.
If you, if I don't have to work my other job, the one that is actually professional where I do stuff instead of talking to my friends, and then continuously taking it.
This will
dump,
be a professional job.
This will be my professional job, and I could put full force into it, and then I can learn After Effects, and then occasionally I'll have Zach sitting here and have a lightsaber effect pop up from underneath. The table.
You know, I really wanted this whole time to just be like, yeah, lightsaber table. Effect, but I don't know if I actually really want to edit that in, so no promises.
No, I'm not doing that.
It's not even it's me.
Neither is Jack. If we had more time, then yes.
I think the audience is getting tired of us. All right, guys.
Thanks for watching.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Hey, like and subscribe.
Yeah, like subscribe. Sure.
You better
bell
subscribe.
Icon.
You would probably
so
have seen the cool
episode.
Animation that I made. By the way,
animation.
The
oh,
subscribe animation.
Subscribe animation. You worked on it for like 4 hours, guys. So make sure you click the subscribe button.
Follow the instructions.